Today, we're diving into the world of cybersecurity, highlighting Apple's vigorous efforts to combat multiple vulnerabilities across its platforms, Google's responses to significant threats including malware and sophisticated phishing, Microsoft's recent massive DDoS attack and its broader security initiatives, CrowdStrike's challenges with IT reliability following a major outage and legal repercussions, and critical new vulnerabilities discovered in the Linux kernel, all crucial for maintaining the safety and integrity of our ever-connected digital landscape. Next up in Apple News, Apple is actively addressing numerous security vulnerabilities across its platforms. Recently, security advisories were released for watchOS and macOS to mitigate privacy issues. A broader sweep of updates has been rolled out to various operating systems to address multiple vulnerabilities, including those capable of leading to full system takeovers. Critical vulnerabilities identified include elevation of privileges through Shortcut Handler on iOS, iPadOS, and a buffer overflow on watchOS. Issues have also been found in macOS, visionOS, tvOS, and Safari, affecting components such as Video Handler and Web Handler, leading to potential unauthorized privilege escalation and information disclosure. To enhance data privacy, Apple has introduced a new Swift package supporting homomorphic encryption for cloud computations. Users are also encouraged to enhance their iPhone security settings. macOS remains under scrutiny for security risks, with vulnerabilities in the lock screen and private browsing tab, leading to concerns over unauthorized access and weak authentication. Additionally, race condition vulnerabilities in tvOS and critical exploits in visionOS Shortcut Handler have been flagged. The tech giant continues to work on increasing security measures, as evidenced by the various updates linked to public repositories. Despite these efforts, macOS faces potential information disclosure through manipulated data, emphasizing the need for vigorous user privacy protection. Stay updated by ensuring your devices run the latest versions to protect against these vulnerabilities. Additionally, be mindful of the broader security landscape, including issues with NVIDIA drivers and potential tracking via AirTag alerts, which has renewed debates on encryption and data access by authorities. Recent cybersecurity threats and updates have emerged. A significant incident involves Mac malware, disguised as the Loom app, circulated via Google Ads, posing considerable risks to users. Google's passkeys have proven to be too complex for many, especially those without IT support, while two-factor authentication, 2FA, remains a crucial tool for enhancing security against cyber threats. The spyware Mandrake has resurfaced on Google Play, targeting Android users and exposing platform vulnerabilities. Additionally, Google's advertising system has misled users into downloading a fake authenticator app, raising further security concerns. Google apologized after a temporary password outage disrupted user access. However, the company has rolled out updates to enhance Chrome security and introduced a new knowledge base to help address Android app vulnerabilities. Debates about data privacy have intensified due to Google's cookie policy, with critics worried about its impact on users' data security. Measures have been taken to reinforce Chrome against info-stealer malware through app-bound encryption, demonstrating Google's commitment to user data protection. Vulnerabilities within Google Workspace have allowed hackers to breach thousands of accounts, compromising user information and highlighting the ongoing threat of cyber attacks. This underscores the need for improved security practices. Google's ad system inadvertently promoted a malicious authenticator site, highlighting the need for stricter ad vetting processes to prevent malware spread. On the development front, Google has launched a $250,000 bounty program to enhance the security of the KVM hypervisor, showing its proactive approach to system integrity. In conclusion, despite facing several major security challenges, Google remains dedicated to improving cybersecurity measures and ensuring user safety through continuous updates and strategic initiatives. Recent Microsoft news includes several significant updates and developments in cybersecurity. Recently, Microsoft 365 experienced significant downtime due to a massive distributed denial of service DDoS attack. Although service has been restored, the incident exposed vulnerabilities in Microsoft's defenses, affecting services like Outlook, Xbox, and Minecraft globally. Bloodhound has introduced hybrid attack paths that integrate Azure with Active Directory, improving security analysis by identifying potential vulnerabilities. Meanwhile, a sophisticated phishing campaign is targeting Microsoft OneDrive users through social engineering tactics. Adding to security concerns, ransomware gangs have exploited a new vulnerability in VMware ESXi, causing alarm within the cybersecurity community. Microsoft emphasizes the potential dangers of this flaw, despite some researchers downplaying the risks. To address these threats, Microsoft has launched the MSRC Researcher Resource Center to foster collaboration with security researchers. This initiative underscores Microsoft's commitment to improving its security measures. Microsoft has also targeted a Vietnamese group responsible for fraudulent account operations, demonstrating ongoing efforts to combat cybercrime. Additionally, users have reported suspicious sign-in activity on new Outlook accounts, highlighting the need for continued vigilance. Discussions have emerged regarding the security risks of Microsoft's Copilot Studio, focusing on potential data leaks and unauthorized access. There has also been a detailed analysis of path traversal vulnerabilities, like the Dirty Stream attack. These incidents emphasize the importance of robust cybersecurity measures. Users and organizations are urged to stay informed and vigilant, utilizing Microsoft's latest security updates and tools. Stay tuned for further updates and ensure your systems remain secure. In recent news about CrowdStrike, antitrust inaction has led to a dangerous reliance on a few tech tools, making crises inevitable. A review of top alternatives to CrowdStrike provides insights into viable cybersecurity options. CrowdStrike faced an incident involving multiple factors beyond its control, prompting legal action against a parody website. This reliance on their software highlights vulnerabilities in our concentrated digital landscape. Shareholders are suing CrowdStrike, claiming deception over software issues that caused a massive outage. Wedbush has given CrowdStrike an outperform rating with a target price of $350. Despite this, the incident, which affected Delta Airlines, raises concerns about IT reliability in enterprise settings. Investors allege misleading claims about the Falcon platform and a problematic update. CrowdStrike plans to enhance its testing procedures following this major software update failure, addressing concerns about third-party risk management. Chief Information Security Officers, CISOs, are urged to develop strategies to prevent future breaches. Delta Airlines is seeking compensation from CrowdStrike for the IT outage, while banks and Patelco face challenges related to a ransomware attack. Microsoft notes the outage's wider impact on devices, showing the extensive disruptions caused by the software flaw. Recent malware threats have exposed vulnerabilities in Linux, challenging its security reputation. Additionally, a hacker has released a large list of CrowdStrike indicators of compromise. Amid these issues, CrowdStrike is working to enhance aviation security by patching vulnerabilities exposed during the outage. Shareholders continue to file lawsuits over misleading claims and global outages caused by faulty updates. Discussions at Black Hat USA 2024 are heavily focused on these concerns. The update failure led to widespread cybersecurity failures, impacting multiple sectors and causing CrowdStrike stock to drop by 9.7%. After Delta hinted at seeking damages. The outage highlights critical vulnerabilities in interconnected supply chains, with significant repercussions for banks and the broader digital ecosystem. As CrowdStrike prepares for future resilience, regulatory bodies and CISOs are urged to fortify digital resiliency and security strategies to mitigate similar risks. Lastly, a phishing attack targeting German users through a fake crash reporter further challenges CrowdStrike's security measures, underscoring the urgent need for robust risk management and operational resiliency in cybersecurity. That concludes our segment on CrowdStrike News. Stay tuned for more updates, and thank you for joining us. # Linux Kernel Security Update. Several new vulnerabilities have been discovered in the Linux kernel, presenting significant security risks such as denial of service, DOS attacks, critical security breaches, and privilege escalations. Notable issues include privilege escalation vulnerabilities in functions such as K-free sensitive and IGC PTP init, affecting various kernel versions. Denial of service vulnerabilities have also been identified in components like NVMe TSQ destroy and other kernel functions. Additionally, critical buffer overflow vulnerabilities and information disclosure issues have been found, impacting components like AMD Display and BTRFS Q Group Inherit. In the most recent disclosures, vulnerabilities up to the latest kernel version have been highlighted. These include buffer overflows, race conditions in file lock components, and additional information disclosure vulnerabilities. To address these security risks and safeguard system integrity, users and administrators are strongly encouraged to update their Linux kernel versions. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to catch our next cybersecurity episode, dropping every week.